Check it out. Let's go.
You're in tune to the new routine. New podcast, putting artists on the scene. Unsigned hype, sounding oh so nice. Is the boy Redhead, keep the dubs all right. About to make your neck hurt. Drew Baby and Big B bring the pressure. Courtesy of IDS Network. All y'all know when the clock just froze and you want something dope. It's the start of the show. Let's go. It's the baby. It's the baby. It's the baby.
What's going on, peeps? It's your man, Big B, welcoming you back to another edition of The Un. Got my Un crew in here rocking out. Ready to get this thing started. First and foremost, we have Miss Drew Baby back with us.
Hello.
I keep telling y'all the power of emails. Y'all kept sending it. Is she gonna be back? Is she gonna be on there? But I said, listen.
It's 2019.
I will work as hard as I can. She was work as hard as she can, and we make it happen. That's what's popping.
I have such a busy schedule. Oh my God. So no, I decided to, you know, fit it in, you know?
No doubt. We also got with us Mr. J Dub.
Yes. Yes, I'm in the building.
That's it? Just in the building?
I'm in the building.
Okay. He was ratchet like 30 seconds ago. I didn't know if it was going to continue.
The ratchet is here.
Oh, okay.
To make your hair appointment?
Ooh.
Wow.
Can we work on that, Big B?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. I'm trying to help you out as droid users.
I got you. I'm trying to tell you. I am working my best Omar shit right now, Slim.
Word. Somebody been catching up on the wire. Now he done got a new hero and shit. God damn.
And of course, you know, we couldn't get this done without my man, Mr. Long Fingers.
Bonjour. Si vous plaît.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Oh, wee wee. Bonjour. Okay. Oh.
Wee wee.
Okay. Wee wee.
Bonjour. Si vous plaît. Poo
play.
Poo poo.
We poo poo.
Great.
Color and teal.
Great poopon. Can you please pass the jelly?
Oh, that was my commercial too.
Remember that? Can you please pass the jelly?
Please pass jelly. Pardon me. Do you have any great poopon?
Oh, wow.
That's what they should have played during the Super Bowl. Like throwback commercials.
They should have brought some old shit back.
Because them
commercials weren't hitting on
no. But speaking of the commercials, the only one that I enjoyed that I actually caught that I liked was the NFL one. That was the best one.
By
I wanted
far.
To see it again after it went off.
Yeah, because
I thought
was
it was so.
By far, that was the best.
That was so creative. I loved it.
I saw another genre with people drinking rotten milk and like it was coming out in chunks. And the glasses. I was like, man, I don't even know what they advertise.
What is it supposed to be? Right. You don't know?
Bama's was turning the milk cartons up and it coming out in chunks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and the other one, Buble. Michael Buble. That was kind of funny.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
It was like, bubbly.
Buble. Buble. Can I get your autograph, Mr. Bubbly?
Right. Other than that, nah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was poo-poo.
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 So was the game, but you know, that's
the
something.
The game was poo poo. Good gracious. I mean,
halftime show, garbage.
Yeah.
They ain't let up.
Okay, so let's talk about the halftime show really quickly. Okay.
Ooh.
It was not garbage. I just feel like with all of the controversy surrounding entertainers backing down from the halftime show, I feel like they did not use their platform
absolutely
to show solidarity as to why,
right?
You know, nobody should have been performing the halftime show in the first place,
right?
Travis Scott, it was like he was there and then he was gone.
He had a 20-second set.
Big Boy,
20-second set.
10 seconds.
Well, it took him more time to drive the caddy out there than the one.
No,
I'm
bullshit. It boosted me for, I mean, we was boosted for like about 3 minutes watching the joint. Oh, shit, they doing this, that, and the third. Yeah. And then it was like,
I really thought they was going to do Kryptonite.
Maroon 5, I love Adam. I can't even expect him to be political because he's really not. But I do believe that he could have done a little bit more to
I agree.
You know.
Yeah.
What was funny is after the halftime show, CeeLo came out and said, "Oh, fuck them protesters." Then he had to withdraw that statement real, real quick because he was getting dragged on Twitter.
He said, "Fuck them protesters." Really, I didn't see that.
Yeah, he said, "Fuck them protesters."
Wow.
You know, because he was kind of bigging up Big Boy for it was in Atlanta, and that's their town. He was bigging up Big Boy for doing the show.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, "Man, fuck them protesters." And then after he got dragged on Twitter, he was like, "Let me
retract.
I don't mean to come out there like that."
Yeah, Big Boy could have did something. Even though it was, even if you came out there and just didn't rap and it was on your knee the whole time they was playing your music, right. you know what I'm saying? Something, anything, you could have used that in so many ways. Silence is golden. You know what I'm saying?
It's just like when Beyonce did it and you know, her song choice.
But her whole silent protest.
Yeah, and then we, you knew where she was coming from,
right?
You know, without her saying it. Right. That's what I'm, you know. So right. They could have done that. And they,
I mean, you know, it's a whole bunch of background and PR and record labels and stuff like that. However, when I feel like when you on top of your shit, depending on the artist, you're able to do that. When you know what I'm saying, you would be able to be like, "Hey, this is what I stand for.
Right.
I can almost give a fuck what you think right now because I've made you money.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to continue to make you money for real, regardless of whether I, you know, do this or not, you know?" So.
Right. You know what I found out, though, that I didn't know? I ain't know they didn't get paid to do the Super Bowl show.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know that either.
I just found out. Yeah, they do it for free.
That's all the more reason why your ass should have been on one knee.
Exactly. I mean, you're not missing out anything.
With your wildebeest.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Hold on.
Especially when you like the fifth choice because the first four people to turn down the job, you the reject.
Nigga, you the D-list like shit. Like, but I love Big Boy. Don't get me wrong, but it's like, Slim, y'all could have done way better than y'all could have did that shit in silence. Y'all could have did the whole motherfucking show on your knee. Put a knee pad on something. Yeah.
It was like Adam Levine. It was like Gladys Knight in the Pits for real. It was like Adam Levine, and he had his little two little people come out dance real quick and then call it a wrap.
Come on, Nick. I'm sorry,
not to mention, it looked like a coming out party to me because Adam Levine was up there doing all kinds.
He was doing That's his old. That's the song Mick Jagger. You know, that's where that came from.
That looked kind of weird to me
because Mick Jagger. You know how Mick Jagger roll. He real in tune with his sexy. So.
But his pants is tight. He got to walk like that.
Yeah, but that's the whole point of the song. He got to, you know, move off.
He was channeling
his inner Jagger. He was jagging. He was Mick Jagging.
We could change that J to an F and call it the same thing.
Oh, y'all terrible.
Okay, so get the show started. First of all, we're going to start with you, Mr. Longfingers. What is in your musical rotation right now as you ride the streets and do your thing?
As usual, these young bammers that I work with, you know, keep me in tune with the streets and what's out now. Because, you know, I'm a little older, a little long in the tooth. But my man Javon put me on to a guy named Benny the Butcher.
Ooh.
And, of course, when I heard it, I was like, that's corny.
Oh,
until
wow.
I listen to him, and he's nice.
Benny is dope.
Benny is,
and I realized I was like, "Yo, this dude is dope."
So, one of them Griselda niggas.
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
So,
which one did you get?
Oh, I can't even. All his songs are like real slow flow kind of songs.
Yeah,
but he bodies all of them. So I've been listening to him a lot, and still listening to Sci High to Prince because I was somebody that kind of slipped by me. And, you know, I'm always like, "Oh, yeah, the best rappers in the world is Kool G Rap and Kane." And, you know, I'm all my old man shit. And he's like, "Nah, you need to listen to Sci High to Prince."
You know, I try hard. I mean, I listen to songs from Sci High. And he's nice. And I'm not taking nothing away. But it just doesn't stick.
Yeah.
Like, I don't leave work and want to just throw that on when I get in the car.
Right.
When I listen to it, it's more like, let me listen to this again.
Right.
You
right.
know, and it's not, I don't walk away feeling bad about what I listen to.
You right. But it's fulfilled.
Just, and you know who sadly else is like that? The Roots. Ooh. That's blasphemy. Ooh, that's what I'm saying. The Roots is everything rap should be. But they just don't, for some reason, they don't have that glue.
Right.
Like, you want to listen to, like, you have your moments where you're like, oh, I got to put some Roots on.
Right.
But it just don't stick.
I'll tell you what
it album. It ain't 30 days in the changer without pulling it out.
I'll tell you what album that I pulled back out that's sticking with me now. That Sean Price album, that Monkey Bars album.
Oh, yeah.
Good Lord.
R.I.P. Sean Price.
R.I.P. Sean Price. That album is everything. And I almost didn't pick it up at the time that it came out. And once I got put onto it. And for some reason, I was thinking about it the other day, and I started listening to it again. Whew. That was a banger. Mm. So that's what's in my rotation.
Drew Busy.
You know, I'm going to be extremely honest with you guys.
Frank Sinatra.
Cardi B on repeat.
No. No. Although I do appreciate Lil Ratchet. But I have nothing in my rotation for real. There's a couple things that I've, a couple singles, or I don't necessarily want to say the singles, but a couple of songs that I've been listening to, a couple of artists that I've been listening to, but they're not like in rotation.
Mm-hmm.
One is the one I just told you, Toby mm-hmm. Wiggly, mm-hmm. and I want to see him April 8th. He's going to be here back in D.C. Dopest. I think he's purely the antidote to hip hop. And when y'all actually listen to him, you're going to understand why I said that. It's been a long time that you can listen to an artist who is thoroughly dope and not cussing.
Nice.
Throughout the entire not cussing.
Does that
exist? Exactly. Exactly. And it's funny because when I started listening to him, I was like, okay, you know, I'm looking like, damn, oh, my bars. And I'm like, wait a minute. This guy ain't even cuss. Oh, okay. You know.
He didn't say shit. Nothing.
No, nothing. Bloody. Nothing. Okay. You just have to see this man's development. Oh, my God. His wife is with him. Dancer background. All that. His producer is a female. It's just everything about them is love. So y'all need to check him out. Toby Wiggly.
Okay.
Also, I like this little chick named Dani Lay. She's a I forget who she's with, but she's dope. She's dope. I get her. She's not set aside as far as musically. When you initially hear her, you're like, oh, I heard that voice before. But when you listen to her lyrics, it's not what you're thinking. When you're looking at her,
I've heard some features with her before, but I haven't heard like
anything. Yeah, like she has a couple of tunes. It's like, oh, okay, go ahead, little girl. I don't know how old that she chick is. Is it? Did she be cussing? She got 5 miles. She a sailor? Sure. No, a tiny. She's singing. She's singing.
You remember that? You remember that show MTV The Diary?
Yes.
You remember that Chris Rock episode when he bought the Jay-Z album and he actually bought the clean Jay-Z album? He was riding down the street
Mad tail.
He started listening to them. He's like, wait, hold up. He drove back to the Sam Goody or wherever he bought the album from.
Hey, shout out to Sam Goody. I used to work there.
Yo, he was like, how do you get a Jay-Z CD with no cuss words on it? Like,
oh my gosh.
I can't even remember what album that was.
Probably sound like he's tuning in the radio shit. Everything cut out.
Better than the TV joint, mother sucker and mother lover. And
I know.
Mother sucker.
When you like when you watch Next Friday on BET.
Oh, and they overdub it. Mother sucker.
Mother loving.
J Dub.
Yo.
I see your rotation.
My rotation is real, real light right now. I got that new Future joint. Future joint dropped, what, like 2-3 weeks ago? I don't know if y'all listened to that yet. You know, I fucks with Future. And I just started listening to the new 21 Savage joint. I know we were just talking about that not too long ago. That 20 Savage joint. I actually like it, to be honest. But yeah,
it went bad.
I just started listening to that.
How about that band is from England?
Yo, it's crazy.
He's not from England. He's from the Dominica.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm. Somewhere in the UK.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The blacker side of the UK.
So for me, I've only thing that's really been sticking this thing with me is Touré, his new album with producer Praise.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing is just, it's energy, it's in your face. I'm glad that he, you know what's funny? I've known Touré from back with the, when he used to be with Sky Zoo and the Barrow Brothers and all that. And I never knew that that was the same Touré that is the radio DJ on XM Radio. And so
I didn't know that
when I heard somebody pick him up, I was like, that's not the same Touré, is it? I'm like, oh, shit. So, yeah, definitely okay. Mad shouts to him. That's what I've been on. That's what I've been on.
Nice.
All right. So, let's get into some of the goings-ons in this world we call music. You want to jump us off there, Longfingers?
Yeah. So, last Wednesday, February the 6th, Gucci released their a new line of sweaters, much to the dismay of... us black folks. somebody in their design team decided it would make sense to make a sweater that covered your face but had a slit for the mouth and had pink lips around it, so it looks like the blackface character. I don't know who thought that was a good idea. So of course when this was released, this prompted a lot of music industry people to boycotted, you know, namely T.I. and Soulja Boy came out with something saying that basically Gucci is shut down. He's wearing Fendi, as if Fendi cares about us at all. Yeah. But he released his little short video saying that, which we'll see what happens with that. But what was glaringly obvious to me is that Gucci Mane, has been silent on this, and you know, I'm wondering,
is he gonna change his name?
Is he the artist formerly?
Is he gonna be the artist? Is he gonna do a Prince and the artist formerly? Is he gonna say something about it?
Honest.
But as of today, no word from Gucci. So,
you mean to tell me tomorrow morning we might be getting a Fendi man out?
Exactly, might be getting a Fendi man out. Fendi so, man. I'm very interested to see whether he feels compelled to speak on this at all.
Wow. Okay, so. Can I say something?
Uh-huh.
The problem that I have with the outrage. Oh, I did air quotes.
Yes.
Outrage. Is why do these artists seem so surprised and outraged when designers do this?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
On top of the whole, oh, we're going to support black. Y'all should have been doing that shit from the jump.
Right.
That's one, first and foremost, because there's a lot of dope-ass black artists, right. Designers out here.
True.
That's two. Real talk. With all this boycotting and shit you're doing and posting on social media, y'all using y'all platform to do that. All the Gucci wear that you got, what you going to do with it? You going to burn it?
Exactly.
Because you don't want to give it away because you don't want to support it. Right. So what are you going to do with
like
it?
Like how people were burning Nike.
Exactly. Burn like how they did NWA CDs. Y'all going to just put all that shit in a pile and just burn it and never again touch Gucci?
They won't do it.
Even with Gucci saying, giving that lame bullshit ass apology, I'm sorry. You know, I wonder if the rage would have been so if they would have initially came out with a cream color turtleneck with pink lips and then in turn came out with the black.
I think that would have missed us completely.
Exactly, right. Dummies.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now y'all fucked up y'all wardrobe because y'all know y'all want Gucci.
Oh, man.
Exactly.
It's almost like the The coolest monkey in the jungle. Y'all remember that one?
Yeah.
The coolest monkey in the
jungle. And the thing is like, I said, I'm just so sick of the fake ass outrage. I'm so sick of everything. Oh, now you want to support your brother, man, and shit like that. Not once have I seen, I know it has to be out there because I have faith, but not once have I seen an artist promote a black designer.
No, you don't
consistently.
See that. No, you don't see
it. That. Might be a shout out, but I've never seen it consistent. Like, I wear black man so and so.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Or black woman so and so, whatever the person is. I've never seen that. So don't get all fake upset and mad and
it's like temporary anger.
Yeah. Same thing with protests. Yeah. Same thing with whole Black Lives Matters and shit like that. It's so temporary. Until it dies down, until the next thing.
It's like nobody's talking
about it.
All of these things that had him up in arms.
And
cause a protest in the first place.
Right. And don't get me wrong. I have Gucci Bamboo, the perfume. I have a couple of MCMs and things that like that I like, that I love. Right. But I'm not about to be mad and burning shit or whatever because of what they did. Y'all allow these motherfuckers to be like that for real.
Give them the
power. Know what I'm saying?
You put money in their pocket.
Exactly. The platform.
You wanna hurt them, stop buying this stuff.
Once again, platform.
Pretty much.
Right.
Y'all have the biggest platform with everybody, even in Africa. It's going to hear, feel, see, whatever. The influence that you have, you do not use it. Don't get fucking mad now. That's where I'm at. Don't get pissed now. I don't like that shit. I really don't. It irks me.
Oh, man.
It really irks me, but I digress.
So the second thing I had was, so the Grammys announced that they were going to do a Motown tribute in honor of Black History Month.
They got the Gucci turtleneck.
The
go ahead. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
God damn.
And in honor of Black History Month, they were going to, do a tribute to Motown. Now the person they picked to kind of headline this thing was kind of curious. They chose of all people, Jennifer Lopez.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, she fucked a lot of black dudes.
See.
You said a lot of what?
She fucked a lot of black dudes. Oh,
she got a lot of black in her.
Yeah,
she got a lot of black in her. Yeah. So needless to say, there was a lot of outrage on Twitter. A lot of people just running down the list of artists that they felt like, would have been better suited to do this. The Jill Scott's, NDIRE, every black artist is out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
How do you go with Jennifer Lopez? Mm. Interestingly enough, Smokey Robinson came out yesterday and defended it and said that, Motown was basically colorblind and you're stupid if you're going to protest something like this. It was music for everybody.
I wouldn't protest. It ain't like they put Zoe Saldana.
Right, exactly. You know what I mean? Exactly.
Acting like Nina Simone on the
right. Yeah, I don't know that I was.
No protest, but it's irritating.
I don't know that I was outraged by it. I thought that the selection was a little curious.
Like Miley Cyrus.
I don't know how you.
Because I don't give a damn. She's still a minority.
Exactly.
She is a minority.
That's what I'm about.
And she grew up in the Bronx in a black neighborhood. So I don't know that I felt outraged by it. I thought the selection was a little curious.
Yeah.
If nothing else, from a talent standpoint,
right.
How does somebody like that carry off a Motown tribute?
Exactly.
So if anything, I was like, okay, but
I mean, she had the pistol in the purse for Puffy.
She did do that.
You know what I'm saying? So you know what I'm saying? She did a lot for the black community.
So
she
if
she kept
was...
Puffy out of jail.
Wow.
She had the pistol in the purse.
I mean, I can dig it.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I'm glad. Yeah, we're going to shoot this over to Big B because I don't know how to follow that shit. Well, speaking of said Grammys, I guess the allure and luster of reaching the high honor of having a Grammy is starting to wear off on the brothers and the sisters.
You know, years and years of neglect, of the Academy neglecting rap music, has artists like Drake, Childish Gambino, Kendrick Lamar, all the bigger name artists, you know, declining invitations to perform for the show. Show producer Ken Ehrlich, he says that, you know, he pretty much, you know, corroborated the story that, you know, people are just not feeling the, they're not feeling being slighted for so long. And, you know, so now they're sort of taking a position of, not necessarily a protest, but just, it just doesn't mean, yeah, it just doesn't mean that much to them anymore to have to go and perform. And I don't know if it's a situation like what you was talking about earlier, J-Dub, about, I don't know if they get paid for these performances or not, but it's just, it's really not, it's not there for them anymore.
That's like how Jay-Z and Beyonce do the BET.
Right. And speaking of which, and that's just it. I mean, he went on to note, you know, the lack of respect of, you know, he said Kendrick Lamar and Childish Gambino losing to Bruno Mars for Album of the Year. That does, so much is not a, I don't see that as so far-fetched.
Right. No. That's not bad. I mean, he was Album of the Year. But
yeah, I guess, Bruno had it.
Right. He's doing his thing. Yeah.
But Jay-Z, 8 nominations, 0 wins. You know, that is kind of.
I thought he won one.
Nah, he walked away.
Ooh, I thought he got one.
Yeah.
But, damn. I mean, do you honestly really, well, what award, this last year, right? Mm-hmm. What award should Jay-Z have won last year? I mean, is he winning awards just because he's Jay-Z at this point?
No, but you know, I mean, the body of work that he put out, I think that album was worthy in some categories of taking it. I don't remember what the
categories
were.
It depends on the category, right? Yeah, absolutely. It depends on the category.
Do they do best rap albums still?
And yet they do. And that's funny because, remember, it wasn't until recently where that was actually a segment of the aired show. Mm-hmm. That was something that they did before the show aired, so it wasn't even category.
A part of it,
you know, it was like as you go into commercial break, you know, earlier in the day.
Yep.
So and so won for best album. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So
yeah, his album was good, but I mean, it's hard to argue. Yeah, it's hard to argue against Cardi B right now.
It's hard. It really is.
Yeah. I mean, you would struggle to find somebody in 2018 that was going harder than she was.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
From her album.
And they're not even talking about lyrics. See, Grammys don't care about lyrical content. They care about sales. And the PR and how in your face your album, songs, how many singles she was out. Everywhere. Like, she was every freaking where.
She was every.
Like, you can't even be mad. That's why I appreciate her. You can't even be mad at Cardi. Like, she's doing her thing. I mean, she's in her own lane.
I had a debate with somebody, and you know, they were talking about how ratchet she was, and how bad an influence she was for young girls. And I said, "What?
She ain't keep talking about her pussy like Nicki."
And I'm like, she's no different than Nicki Minaj,
Lil Kim,
Foxy Brown with the Ill Nana.
Exactly.
I mean, there's no difference.
She just happened to have a teeny bit more lyrical content.
Exactly. I said so. It's just what the now thing is. Right. She's not doing anything different.
Right.
Bless her heart.
So, finally, I have a possible cure for a horrible situation. I don't know if any of you are fans of boxing, but boxing is pretty much trash right now.
Yeah. Pretty much.
I have the cure. I say we should have sanctioned fights between celebrities.
But not the clay figures, but
not
in real life.
The real ones.
That's celebrity death match.
Yes. I think Ice Cube's supposed to be trying to bring that back, too.
They need to. That was some good shit.
You know, I don't know if y'all heard that, this big beef between Offset and Chris Brown.
Yeah.
And they going at it. Offset mad because of what Chris Brown made about 21 Savage or whatever. Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. And so they just been going at it hard. Like, and I'm going to be honest with you. I'm going to give Chris Brown credit for one thing, because off the break, he didn't even start with trash talking. The first thing he said, nigga, let's fight.
Right.
Like, where do you want me to meet
right,
you?
Right, exactly.
Like, let's, right. The hell with all this talk. Let's fight.
Yeah.
Offset keep wanting to shoot tweets and talk and stuff.
But also, they're like, he's a baby. I mean, like, They're children.
It's fucked up, man. It's about to start another life.
I want to see the fight.
But you want to know what I can't get out of my head? When Chris Brown put that picture of Pootie Tang next to Offset.
I didn't even see that.
Looking side by side.
I didn't even see that.
Pootie Tang.
Wow.
And Offset.
Mama saw.
Wow. What a time.
What a time. Oh, on the runny kind. That was funny as hell.
Sign your pity on the runny kind. I missed that.
You know what this means, right? It's going to be another team light skin versus team dark skin if that happens.
So with that being said, everybody go around the room. And what's one match that you would love to see? Start with you, J-Dub.
Let me see.
Like, not just love to see. Like
I want to see 50 and Ja Rule finally just get it done. I just want to see 50 and Ja Rule. That's what I got to see. Ja Rule, that 50 was disrespectful to that nigga for a whole, what, 5 years?
Longer than that, Drew, baby. Still doing it.
Mad disrespectful. Like, I got to see Ja get at that nigga finally.
Who you got, Drew?
I just want peace on earth.
Goodwill to all men.
I don't have anybody right off the break. If I got to say something off the break, Nicki and Cardi B.
Nicki, that's a good one. I'd pay for that one.
Yeah.
Long fingers. She took mine. Nicki and Cardi B.
Yeah.
Not that I promote that kind of thing, but you know, at this point, I'm like, if you're gonna do it, do it.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah. Shit. I have a couple. And I actually just thought of another one. I'm gonna reach back from some old beef.
Yeah.
Kumo D and LL Cool J. Nah. I would love to see KRS-One and Nelly.
Oh wow!
Remember their little brief. Spat that they have. I would love to see. You know, Chris get out on somebody. I would pay money to see, because it's long overdue. I would love to see Jay-Z and Kanye go at it.
Wow!
Oh my God!
Wow!
Yeah, I'll pay for that. And you kind of stole my thunder, but I'll take 50 and anybody.
I was about to say 50 anybody.
I take anybody.
Yeah, 50.
Somebody.
He is so disrespectful.
Yes, he is. I think he would give Ja Rule that work, though.
Fucking petty. It's irritating.
Yeah.
It's right at that point where, nigga, you funny as shit, but, nigga, you need to get knocked the fuck out. Yeah, dude.
But his platform was built on petty.
Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly. I mean, he kicked in the door with petty.
How to rob an industry, nigga, that's his first shot into the game.
Yeah.
So he started with
that. I knew 50 was completely disrespectful when he said Khalees smelled like full court basketball. I was like, you know what? That's Nas' wife, Slim. That is so disrespectful.
So disrespectful.
He was like, we was going to try to fuck her, but the bitch smelled like full court basketball.
Wow.
Yeah. 50 beef with everybody. Jada.
But why, though?
Because that's what his whole career was based on.
His career was based on.
If he would have never named all these people, we would probably never know about 50
Cent. Right.
Because the thing is, he had completed a full album that they shelved, you know, for whatever
reason.
Power
the Dollar or something like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He shelved it, but then when he did The Industry Nigga and did some other stuff, you know, it kind of put some light on him. So
right.
It helped him. It definitely helped him.
Okay. All right. Well.
Well, you know what? Maybe. Okay. So, going back to Chris Brown and Offset for a second, because I didn't know what the issue was. So it was pretty much Offset taking up for 21 Savage, and all the meme jokes and stuff like that.
And it wasn't even Chris wasn't even going at 21 Savage.
He was going.
He just put a meme in general.
In general.
Of what was going on.
Okay.
Was it a jokey meme? It was funny. Yeah.
See, and that's the thing. So I'm gonna get to Wale and the bride, Demi Lovato. Demi Lovato. Yeah, that one.
Wale had got mad, irritated,
or whatever, because she had put up a picture of a meme that she thought was funny. She said this was the highlight of the Super Bowl was all the 21 Savage memes or whatever, right? And she puts up. She puts up this meme of a feather pen and somebody writing saying that's how 21 Savage writes his rhymes. Right? So Wale gets in, chimes in, and start talking about, you know, Nothing's funny about somebody being deported, taken away from their kids. And, you know, when you were going through your issue with, you know, sobriety or your drug addiction, you know, they had light prayers and this, that, and the third or what have you. But, okay, I'm paying both sides. The fact that it's a serious matter, being deported, being taken away from your children, I get it. I get it. However, the memes were funny.
Exactly.
They were funny as shit. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. And I don't think that, you know, with situations like that, you have to laugh at it. Exactly. You know what I'm saying? You have to laugh at, you know, even though it's happening, you still have to laugh at it. However, I was like, Wale, did you check your homeboys that was doing it too? You know what I'm saying? That was putting up memes themselves in reference to 21 Savage.
Well, I think the obvious thing is she's always going to be viewed as an outsider when it comes to that. Because
she already clapped back and was like he was mad because he tried to hit, you know.
Try to get at her.
Get at her and shut that shit down. So it's like, Wale, why you pick her? Right. you know what I'm saying? You know, because she wasn't the only one, you know.
I mean, if Kevin Hart would have did it, nobody would have
said anything. Nobody would have said nothing.
Nobody would have said nothing.
Nobody would have said anything. But, yeah, I just wanted to get to that. Go on, hand your benefit.
No. we got to get to a quick break right now because we have a ton more show. And y'all hear them empty cups in here. Shit got to get fixed up in here. So we are going to take a quick break and we'll be right back with you.
By a public service grant from the National Endowment for the Arts and Bristol-Myers Company in association with its divisions.
All right, welcome back to the Spam Big B. Okay, so it is time for us to get into our song challenge. I need y'all to step y'all game up on awarding a winner to our song challenges because, you know, we be in here swearing at the songs that we pick for the various topics, you know, smash the next person's or whatever. So we need y'all to be the judges. It's us who won.
I mean, you don't want to see the email, so we don't even know who be winning for real.
Well, I'm saying I've read the emails that we got, and unfortunately, I'm the only winner so far. So
wow.
But, I mean, make these guys feel good, man, you know.
Sound kind of biased to me.
I ain't seen the email.
I need somebody to, you know, take over that don't have access. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, shit.
You know, it's like the company, he the treasurer and all that other shit. We don't know where our money's going.
Absolutely.
To.
Absolutely. Roger Goodell.
We supposed to have glass cuts. You know what I'm saying? We got plastic in this. Oh, shit. I love you, baby.
Wow. This podcast has grossed $1.3 billion since its inception. And I got y'all sounds working like for motherfucking Cheez-Its.
So bullshit.
God damn.
Now, where the Cheez-Its at? Where
they at? Oh, yeah. Cheez-Its? Yeah. It was only two bags. It was two bags for four people.
Oh, shit. No, for three people, because, you know, this nigga got great poupon.
Oh, shit. Wait a minute. So, anyway, Longfingers was the one that picked this week's music challenge. And, of course, he had to make it difficult and shit. Everything just can't be smooth knowing that this is not a full production studio. This is a podcast still. So can you tell the people what our categories are?
Yeah, tell us. All right.
So for this week's music challenge in honor of Valentine's Day coming up soon.
And notice he didn't use an M in that word.
Yeah, no, it wasn't Valentine's Day.
Valentine's
Day.
So, in honor of Valentine's Day approaching quickly, I chose picking your favorite hip hop love song.
But he couldn't stop there.
I couldn't stop there. I had to keep going. You had to keep going.
How you let that nigga cheat?
I had to keep going. In addition to that, I picked your favorite soul song by a blue-eyed soul singer.
So white.
Blue-eyed person. Meaning white.
Okay. Hold up. I know some black blue-eyed.
No. We're not talking about content. Mm-hmm. We're talking about
natural. I
know. I work with one. I can bring them in here so you can see it.
No, sound like some no, shit from the believers.
You can't bring nobody in.
Well, my bad. I can bring them too.
So I can take a picture. Right. I can sneak pause. Pitch him.
Yeah, okay, so I'm thinking of a number. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 20.
7.
12.
15.
You're the closest, so your songs go first.
Yeah.
Dale.
Did I say first, sis?
Yes, you did. Oh, okay. Yes, you did.
Sound like
you
a slave.
You might as well say Valentine's.
That's like CB4. Justice. Wasn't that dude's name on CB4? Justice.
Guess what we doing today?
Oh, wow.
Okay. I just want to know. I know you did say it was going to be ratchet, but
I did.
That's cool. Okay, so we're going to go with your rap song first.
Yeah.
Let's see who this shit is.
Yes, right.
Let's see what rap song this nigga picked.
Mm-hmm.
It better not be DMX.
From the L to the O.
The O. Hold up.
The V.
Wait a minute, nigga. The E. Love. Yeah.
The words love and light both have four letters, but they're two different things altogether. Cause I'm like men and ladies in my day, but just like the wind, they've all blown away. See, to love someone, it's an atmosphere that you both still share when one's not there. There's no real way it can be explained.
I guess it's the way I fly when I hear your name.
It's the little things you do that mean so much. It's the key to into every touch. It's the way I trust you and you trust me.
Guess some of us are so lucky.
I was known for having the upper hand. I was known as Stone Cold Lady.
See, what I like about the songs, they're breaking out these different stories. Like one dude was sprung and the other dude was a player.
So my friends play games and teach me a lot. I know more than half with what I've got. When I get up
I got you. We see you with your Houdini.
Yeah. One love.
Okay.
So how you want to do this? Do you want to play both songs by each person?
Man, I'm so.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll do
y'all
that.
Y'all ready for this one?
No shit.
You know I ain't gonna know what the hell this is.
I'm gonna tell y'all
you
right
may.
Now.
You may.
I might not.
You don't know this, John.
I know I
You're
don't.
Too young.
Oh well, thank you, sir.
All right, let's get into Longfinger's second offering. For his blue-eyed soul offering.
Uh-oh. Yeah. Can you feel it?
That's what it is, blue-eyed soul.
No, that's just blue-eyed soul. Category. That's all I'm saying. I just find this shit funny. It's just,
and I literally just went, he was like, oh.
We're not going to have the same. I was thinking we were.
Can y'all feel that?
Oh, Okay.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. He don't know nothing about this. There's no comfort in the truth. Background on this. This is the first time I slow zagged with a girl. That's how old this song is. Her name was Gail.
Oh my.
And that was at a birthday party.
You know you old.
I was old.
You know
this. I slow zagged with her to this jump. That was all that feet. But it didn't even matter.
Just that Smith Copeland music.
But you remember the song, right? Okay. Yeah.
Wasn't this like a
Miami Vice type song?
Yes, it was. That Miami Vice type song. This is early
the soap,
80s.
The soap opera is like one of the entrance music.
No.
It's
okay.
More Miami Vice than anything.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's that Snip Coke music.
Yeah. Oh, Escobar music.
Mm-hmm. I remember that before. I was like,
this is Miami. You think of Miami when you hit the phone. Miami back in the 80s.
Now, at the time, you didn't know. Probably singing about the damn dude. But it doesn't even matter.
Wow.
It doesn't even matter. Because at the time, I'm thinking he's singing about a chick.
You know, oh, so he was Frank Ocean before Frank Ocean.
Oh, George Michael. Yeah, he was going hard like that.
Okay.
Run up and do music in the bathroom and stuff. She knows.
So that was Mr. Longfinger's offering.
That's right. That's ball. I won. Y'all might as well not even
oh,
play.
Oh, you said game. What?
I won the challenge this week.
What'd you say? That was, what'd you want?
I said, this is pause.
Oh. Did he say this? The
y'all
ball
still
I
be
won?
Pausing this shit.
Of course.
All the time.
Okay. Terrible with it.
So next up, Drew Baby, you was the second closest at 12. Oh, the number was 17, by the way.
Oh, okay.
You were 15, you was 12, you were 7.
I would have been over if I would have said 18. That's what I
would have
said.
Oh, my goodness.
No, because you can't go over, right, when you I do said the closest. Numbers? You did. Okay. I love you, B. Shit, I don't want no smoke.
All right, so Drew Baby's first song.
Y'all would never even think of.
Uh-oh.
I'm so out the box with shit.
Mm-hmm. As I'm here with this shit.
I'm trying to think of something.
What, B? What you about to say?
As I rearrange everything again.
It's Hey Love by King Sun, I bet you. All right. So, this is Drew Baby's rap offering.
It's LL Cool J.
Yo, Mo B, man. You know what's up?
Is he talking about loving somebody?
That's why I took it.
Yo, 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 throw your fingers up. Hey. Dubstep, dubstep, dubstep. Tell me, baby, are you lonely? Don't wanna rush, I can help you if you're only. Let me touch you if I'm wrong, love, tell me. Cause I get caught up in the life I live as hell. See, I never thought I'd see the day when I would come down. You ain't heard, I've been on the clown and get around. That's my word, see you walking and you're looking good. Yes, indeed, out of body like a sex fiend. You're killing me with your attitude to match, right? Don't be phony, cause I hate it when you act like. You don't know me, I've been stressing in the spotlight. I want the fame, but the industry's a lot like a crap game, ain't no time for commitment. I gotta go, can't be with you every minute. It's another show.
Y'all remember the video?
Even though I'm known for my yes. One night stand.
Yeah, he wasn't even in cause he was,
yep.
In, he was in the cooler.
Yep. You know who that voice is, right?
Who is that singing the hook? I never knew
Big Bub.
Is that who that is from today? Oh, I never knew that. Wow. Okay. Wow. I know you can
just like.
And you know the hook he's singing is from computer love.
Mm-hmm.
The melody he's singing is from computer love.
This song is so sexy. I love the song. It just makes you. make you feel like you're supposed to do something for your man, you know?
Okay, so that was Drew Babies.
That's the trick that we gotta stop playing. God damn.
That was Drew Babies' rap offering. So we're gonna get right into her blue eyed soul offering.
A white person singing.
Shut up.
Caucasian. Oh! I am not mad at all. Respect. Competition today.
Hey. His uncle and them played it.
Wow. Remember Roger Thomas from What's Happening? Say, which doobie you be?
Hey. They knew how to catch the rhythm.
It was equal opportunity back then. After the 80s, into the 90s, they lost it. Back in the 70s, 60s, white people had rhythm. It was whatever.
I got a question though. Didn't like SWV or somebody kind of like remake this sort of kind of, was it SWV?
No, I'm about to tell you.
Yeah, somebody did that.
No, somebody did that. Yeah, I'm about 90s. To tell you who it is. It's on the West Coast. And
I love Vaughn. I don't know who did that.
Hold on. To Google.
Hey, while she looking, keep it moving.
We'll keep it moving, absolutely.
Keep it moving.
So I guess I'll jump in on this next one here. And I will start off with the... Well, we start off with the rap joint first,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
All right. Well,
I guess I'm the last nigga.
This is my...
The lightest nigga got to go last. This is some motherfucking racism.
You know your shit is like early to mid-2000s. Yeah, I mean, exactly. you don't have nothing.
Guess what? The youngest nigga here. Fuck y'all.
This is my rap off, right?
Oh, yeah.
Look, I knew it. I was mad at shit when you said it. Yeah. Sounds like you bitch. Y'all know how many times before anybody knew about this nigga, I wrote these lyrics and pawned them off as my own. Kingston, B-Moe X. Every time you go away, I want you more and more. But I see I want something I just can't have. So I hide my hurt with a simple laugh. Although that is a cover, so you won't discover that I am jealous of your modern day lover. He couldn't give you all that I can. I can love, cherish, and understand. Deserves to be treated. Honesty, respect, and love is needed. The feeling that I have is much too strong. If love and you is wrong, then I guess I'm wrong. Who wants to be he like, you remember Sean on the Wayans Brothers, Roxanne? Yeah. I want to be your man. The woman I'm looking for. It's you, you're the girl that I adore. Hey, love. Hey, love. Hey, love. Now. Who remembers his full name? Because he trimmed his name down.
Kingston B-Moe X.
Yes, sir.
That was his full name, and he trimmed it down to Kingston.
Wow.
Because he had a joint out called Mythological Rap.
Mythological Rappers. Good God. That was on the B-side.
Yes.
Oh, man. Okay, yeah.
Yeah?
I don't know.
Who redid the joint?
She looked flabbergasted. All right.
Oh, Lord, is it somebody we wouldn't expect?
No, I'm sorry. I came across some just in type news.
Oh, right. Shit. Okay. Well, I'm going to jump right into my blue eyed soul offering.
Uh-oh.
And I think this is unique. I think it's a unique song, even though it's a whatever. Here it goes. Oh! Now listen, I don't know if y'all know this song, but I want you to listen to it.
It's cheating,
what I'm about to tell you.
Hold on, bro.
Listen to cheating, this though. Being sung about a stripper.
Fucking, I would guess to say the that's like picking the Michael Jordan of this type of shit.
What are you talking about? That Hall & Oates?
Yeah.
They won't. They're not.
They
like the Scotties?
They are in the starting five.
I mean,
they would be in the Hall of Fame.
They got a lot of joints.
They do have a lot of joints.
I mean,
you know, I don't know no much about no blue eyed motherfuckers.
They got a lot of joints.
Did you have one?
Yep.
Yeah, I had one. God damn it. Eminem's love song. Shit, you picked my song before
you
I could
stupid,
even play.
God damn, we
play that Eminem shit right now. Let's go.
Right to that Eminem
Haley song.
Wow, that's fucked up. Thank you.
Speaking of Stan, she just dropped the album recently too. I saw that.
I was actually
surprised.
Pretty surprised with his offering.
Okay.
One of them was pretty typical of the A&I president.
Thank you. I'm the A&I president now.
What does that stand for?
Okay. Wow.
Keep it moving.
Let's put a pin in it. Next segment, please.
All right, so here's his rap offering.
Y'all should already know what this is.
Let me ask you a question, y'all. Yo, would you kill for me?
Oh, shit.
Not me and my bitch.
Gangsters and motherfuckers, y'all. Goodness.
It took you so long to ask.
I'm so respectful of you.
That was gay.
Number one in the gayest lines of all time.
Did he get another gay verse like that too?
There's nobody in the world that fine.
Nobody.
Absolutely. I was right,
the wild, right. I treat you right. You talk
slick, I beat you right.
Just me and my bitch.
You love that.
Me and my bitch.
Don't you?
No question.
You talk slick, I'll beat you right.
Yeah. That's gangster. I love him.
That's love.
Yes.
I mean, any man that is willing to go through the extra mile of putting his hands on you, has to be tricked up.
Talk slick, I'll beat you right. Moonlight strolls with the hoes. Oh no, that's not my CEO.
That's some old hit it from the back, but not in the hole that you think you're supposed to hit it from the back.
Wait a minute, god damn.
That's like some ass shots, literally.
Wait a minute.
That's how y'all supposed to be in the bedroom.
Okay.
With that song.
So
with a strap.
So that one was definitely expected.
Typical, right?
That was definitely expected. Typical. But this one here surprised me. And I'm going to give you a lot of props on this one, man.
My man.
Okay. Really surprised when you on this,
man. Go Eminem.
Let's get back to them stiff coke days.
And it's funny. He went to Google. I know he went to Google on that one. He was like,
wow.
Ooh, white. That's insane. That song.
She, oh. actually,
Tina Marie, yes.
I just remember Tina Marie from the Rick James joints. I was like, that's the only way.
And people don't realize that Tina's all the way white. There's nothing black about her but her soul.
She done had black in her, though. So
her sugar walls may be a little tangy.
Like, it's like Jennifer Lopez, you know what I'm saying? She done had black in her, so.
Tina Marie had a lot of black in her.
Exactly. A lot of black.
Tina is like the equivalent of PG County white. PG County white people are urban. They're black.
They really
like
are.
When you talk to them, you don't see color.
Exactly. That's real tough. No, I'm saying, okay, here she go. Here she go, y'all. So there you have it. This week's music challenge.
You know what? I want to challenge the people to rate who had the best.
That's what I'm saying. I need to know who had the best two. To win a prize. Careless. And if you want to send your offering as what you think will knock any of us out the box, then, of course, feel free to do that.
There's so much music out here.
Feel
free to introduce us to something that you think that wasn't mainstream, that was, you know.
Now, keep in mind, there ain't no dodo birds over here in the music industry.
You ain't never lied.
So we tried to steer clear of, because I'm sure all of us knew somebody was going to do I Need Love.
Yep, you know
so
it.
I made sure
I wasn't going to pick that one.
Exactly.
So I almost didn't do the Houdini jump.
You know, and I mean, I definitely thought you was going to go with Bobby Caldwell somewhere.
That was my first choice.
A love song, but it's not a love song in the essence of,
sure it is. What you gonna do for love?
Song. It's him singing about. I was looking for somebody to sing to me. That's what I got from you.
Well, here's the funny thing about
singing it. Their mate.
This is the funny thing about the Bobby Caldwell thing. Is I was getting ready to do a twofer joint on him. So I was going to do him as the white soul singer and do Common's joint hip hop love song. Right. So I would have double dipped with it. I was getting ready to fuck y'all up. And I was like,
right. What's the name of that Common joint?
The Light.
Right.
I started to get shot twice.
You might have got appreciation points.
Yeah.
But you didn't.
I didn't do it.
So there are your offerings. We're going to take a super, super quick break, and we're going to be right back with this week's album breakdown. I think you're going to enjoy it. Stay tuned. Oh, if you want to send in your feedback and definitely let us know who won the music challenge for this week, you can definitely email us at theindeepshow@yahoo.com, or you can leave your verbal messages at 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1IDS.
And that's Longfingers, LONGFINGERS.
Or IDS@gmail.com. You know, whatever.
Start
still
doing like
back.
A box. Put a one for her. Put a one for him. Put a two for him.
Or just say me. Drew, baby.
Right, welcome back to the UN. I'm your man, Big B. In case you somehow just jumping into the middle of the show, we got Drew Baby in here with us today, Mr. Long Fingers, mm-hmm. and J-Dub.
Mm-hmm.
We've been getting it in. We've been...
Man, these breaks be...
We've been putting it down. Okay, so today, I don't know where to put my notes at because I got shit all over the place. So today, album review. We are going to be reviewing the new album by Emily King, called Scenery. So before we get into
Emily King and Scenery, her new album. Just a little bit about her. Emily King is from New York. You'll stomp the ground, sir. J-Dub. She was a daughter to her mother and father were a singing duo that played all over New York. Marion Cowings and Kim Colesti. Pops was black, mom Italian. So yeah, I don't know if she technically will fit that blue eye soul sort of thing. And I don't know.
She got a little bit more black in her. I don't think she can do it.
Yeah. Well, you know what they say, one drop. Anyway, so
damn.
She was she used to work she worked with Bad Boy Chucky Thompson back in the day. And she was originally signed to J Records back in 2004. Well, before she was signed, she had a couple features. If you guys remember Nas's Street Disciples album, there was a song Reasons. She sang the hook on that song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So on that track, she just went by Emily.
Right.
So I was introduced to her in late 2006. Somebody just pulled my coattail and was like, you know, I want you to hear this track because this chick is going to own the summer. So I was like, okay, you know, let me check it out. And so the track is called Walk in My Shoes.
The video was dope too.
Yeah. And what I loved about it, there was a couple different versions. Her doing just her. Then she had two different versions with features. The first feature was with Lupe Fiasco. That was the one that got the most notoriety.
Which I thought was Eminem at first.
And exactly. A lot of people thought it was Eminem. And that was one of the big things that kind of brought attention to it. But there was another version of that song that I felt I liked a little bit better. I got argued down that it wasn't as lyrically good, blah, blah, blah. I'll play the other version. You let me know what you think.
Check the pain I inflict like a convict, the Fulton Vicar. Jump in the Acura Vigor after I stick ya. Rip ya like a razor, straight up handy with no chaser. Watch me erase ya, misplace ya. Put ya in the back with the derelicts. Yeah, I pop plenty shit. Chump, I'm making hits. No time for the crack rocking shit. Took it to another level. Now I'm getting crazy pace, getting paid from the devils. Another amateur trying to damage the pedigree of the B-I-G-G-I-E. You know it's me. Holmes, I thought you know I'm smooth as a baby's ass. Smooth as Teddy Pendergrass. Smoke the grass, get in your ass. The Brooklyn born, Teflon Don, record shop, getting props, proving nobody drops. Words as potent as the blunt smoking Bed-Stuy Bandit, and niggas just can't understand it.
I just wanna live my life, cause I wanna.
Of course, a notorious one.
So don't be trying to steal my life.
Just resonates more with me.
The only knock I would have against it is that you know he really didn't do it for that song.
Right.
Because by the time the song came out, he had been gone like 10 years.
Understandable,
but it
right.
It works.
Still sound good.
It works, absolutely. So yeah, so we got Miss Emily King. And that was her debut album in 2007, right. So she was dropped from her label after this. I read a couple articles and there's a couple interviews about her, and the conclusion I came to is like she got like really restless, and nobody really wants to talk about what it was. I'm going to speculate. Well, no, I'm not going to speculate because I have something on the line that might come through, so I'll wait on that. But she kind of disappeared off the scene for a while. She dropped an EP in 2011 called Seven. She then came back with the next, I think her next full feature album was 2015 called The Switch. And then it was re-released again, a deluxe version in 2016. And which brings us to now, her new album, Scenery. All right, so there we go. Got you all caught up on Miss Emily King. So, what we're going to do in this week's 1 minute with is there are 12 tracks. Each one of our panel is going to pick a number, and we're going to play that track randomly. And we'll judge it by then. At the end of our feedback, we will decide, is it worthy enough to play another track? And at that time, we'll do that. All right? So we'll start with you, J-Dub. Give me a number between 1 and 12.
2.
2.
12.
12.
9.
9. And I'll go with 4. Just to kind of bridge the gap. Okay. So we're going to get into this, and we're going to start with track number 2. It's called Teach You, Emily King. Track 2, Teach You. I'll start off. One thing I kind of noticed, and I don't know if this was done purposely, but it seemed like there was more of a nod to, as I said, her mom was Italian. Kind of had sort of a little flair nodding that way a little bit.
I can hear that.
It's something that I can listen to. It's pleasant.
It is pleasant.
Didn't grab my soul, but
not a piece.
Not a piece. God damn.
Sounds like kind of a nod to like feels like mid late 60s type of tune.
I can receive that.
Yeah, that's kind of what I heard in it.
A mid. Okay.
It sounds like Dionne Warwick had an album out in the 60s. She did with Burt
Bacharach. Yeah.
And it sounded like that.
Mm-hmm. Look at you. Motherfucker.
Yeah.
Oh, musical historian. Like, right.
God damn.
Yes. Right. I know that.
Wow. Okay. Well, that was Teach You. We're going to go on to the next track, which is called Look at Me Now.
What track is that?
Number 4.
Okay.
Oh, that's the one you picked.
Yes. From the two songs that I've heard thus far, she's an artist that you will have to, I think, hone in on the lyrical content to appreciate it.
Agreed.
And I'm about lyrics, so that's cool. If you can grab me with lyrics and the music, you're like a fucking winner to me. Mm-hmm. So it has to be together, interchangeable, like.
Yeah, to me, I mean, I got no problem with it. It's all cool. But that sounded like, should be like the intro to like a 90s sitcom or something. You know what I mean?
Oh, it sounds like it should be on Insecure. I'm not even bullshitting. That sounds like an Insecure. She would probably get more recognition if she had that song on Insecure. HBO? Insecure? No, seriously, because exactly. Their soundtrack is phenomenal. Like, it's songs on there that you'd be like, damn, I would have never listened to, but it went along with a scene, and yes, it made it be like, oh shit, like, I want to see too. That. Yeah, so I see that.
That's
shout
what
out to
too.
Issa Rae. Go ahead, get Emily King on that joint.
No doubt. So the next, who picked number 9? That was me. That was you? Okay. Number 9 is an interlude, unfortunately, so can you pick another number?
Number 10.
We'll go with 10.
Shit. You should do the interlude for real, for the simple fact that, you know, you need to see where she's going with that, because the interlude should probably be the song. You never know.
It might be like the $20 sack pyramid.
Just so people can get a feel of the interlude too, because some people like interludes. Like, I'm an interlude type.
Okay. If it's good, yeah.
Yeah, if it's good, I'll listen to sometimes. It over and over.
All right, well, let's go with the interlude then. Interlude, What Love Is.
Boom.
Valentine's Day, baby.
I was about to say that. Damn. My head just did a fucking...
Your interlude, What Love Is.
That's sweet.
It's nice. Sweet. Mm-hmm. It feels like soundtrack music.
Yeah.
It definitely feels like a soundtrack to some scene in the show or a movie.
I feel like it's longer somewhere else.
Right.
it's just a interlude for the album.
When I listen to that, for some reason, a lost scene of The Sound of Music came to mind.
Damn.
Wow.
Sound of Music Black now?
No, but I could just, especially when the little chorus came in the back, mm-hmm. I could just mm-hmm. see them, like, see the end of a scene where something sort of touching might happen and the person walks away and da-da-da, mm-hmm. whatever. I
see soundtrack for the three things that we heard so far. I see it's supposed to go with a show with scene, yeah. or scene. Yeah.
I feel that.
Maybe too. Power. I'm just fucking with you.
Ghost just gutted somebody.
Nah, that was after one of them scenes with Angela. Right, you know? That's how they gonna open
so
up.
So let's get into track number 12.
Right.
Let's get into track number 12. This one is
Now kids.
Go back.
That's me. I picked 12, y'all.
Maybe I'll win. Maybe I'll never play. Maybe I'll lose. Maybe I'll leave the game. Something calling, don't know where I'm going. I feel it in my veins. Had some tough breaks in this town, heaven knows. Seen some heartaches weigh me down like a stone. Well, I hit my wounds, I got nothing to lose. I'm headed out.
Definitely soundtrack music.
Without
I'm not
question.
Even with no doubt. It's she is targeting movies.
Absolutely.
I'm not even being funny.
I mean, that sounds like something.
That sounds like
80s
something
movie.
With Tina Turner. I just envision Mad Max Under the Thunderdome right. type.
Some 80s movie.
Yeah, it's an 80s movie. Yep. Yeah.
You know what? Y'all might be right. It might be just some background music.
Yeah.
It's really background.
It might be
just scene music.
There is an audience for that. There's people that will appreciate that. I appreciate it because I'm a musical lover, but I will not buy it.
Right. You don't appreciate it enough to buy it.
Would you bootleg it?
I will not.
God damn.
I will just pull it up on YouTube. Okay. I don't know. I'm not being funny. I'm being honest. Like, I love music. I mean, but I have a certain style of music that I will invest in, and then there's some that I won't.
Yeah, it's not something that.
But I would
have
love to see this on somebody's movie. Somebody's, you know what I'm saying? I would love
perfectly.
It. Yeah, you know, because the music, like I said, matches the scene. You know,
I feel
so,
like
yeah.
that could have been a Breakfast Club. That could have been 16
80s,
candles.
All 80s.
It could have been all 80s.
Yeah, yeah.
No question about it.
So on that track, that took me back. 1987.
See,
80s. God damn. I remember 87 like it was
you
yesterday.
Do?
Hell yeah.
How old are you?
One?
Yes, remembrance.
You probably should remember me back there too.
Yes, I do.
Probably last time I gave you a quote and said, go outside and play. So me and Miss Juan could talk.
God. You know what I'm saying? And then that was the last time I seen him until I hit 29. You know what I'm saying? Typical black motherfucker. Deadbeat ass motherfucker.
Are you my daddy?
But the reason why I take him back to 87 is we all remember Prince and the Revolution. Well, at this point, the band had disbanded. And Wendy and Lisa went on to do their album. And that song reminded me of a few tracks on their album. I.e. Honeymoon Express. Mm-hmm. And then even more over from that, even a closer match is another song on that album called Waterfall.
I can see Rick James in the back telling girls to pull their shirts up as this shit plays.
Pull their shirt before they cut up.
I made them cut it, brother.
The 80s hair. Walking into the studio with the black background. And the ugly red glosses that sit.
So yeah, that that's what it kind of brought me back to that. So
yeah, it was real. It 80s-esque.
It's a very experimental album. Mm-hmm. I think that she purposely tried to go left with it and do something that's not out right now.
You know what? To have a voice like hers, she can do what she did. She can also gain a lot of notoriety and work with like the hottest producers out right now. Yeah. and gain her
all three of her albums are produced by Jeremy Most.
Yeah, Jeremy, it's okay. Just have a seat. Just sit there and be the now, background.
Need to get up with Metro Boomin.
No bullshit.
In Europe.
Metro Boomin wants smoke.
In Europe, she has nothing but sold out shows.
Of course. But you want to be worldwide.
She's open for Nas, Alicia Keys, Chaka Khan, Erykah Badu, John Legend, Floetry, Maroon 5, and others.
Nice.
And one thing I noticed is most of those tours were European tours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She opened up for D'Angelo too, because he do that down there too.
I don't know that.
Grand but opening, grand closing.
Don't come for my booth. That's my booth.
I wasn't talking about your booth.
Okay, okay. Ooh, he said first of all. So what's the second?
So yeah, your mic is tripping right now, John.
Okay.
So,
what was that?
So with what we heard, excuse me, I'm choking. Is there enough to hear another track?
No.
No.
I'm done. We solidified.
That's soundtrack gonna be a no music for me, dog.
Good.
Yep.
All right.
So, not gonna listen to another track, but definitely came with what we're not gonna do is to the studio. Beer. Dude, that's is an animal.
Wow. And he's so sexy. He didn't even pause.
Look at
that.
You, just sexy ass. Look at you. You got the lean with your cognac.
Your cognac.
You know, I'm sipping the finest of French grapes right now.
Oh, that
grapes
is so funny.
Okay, Selena, what was that group? No. DRS?
I'm good on her tracks.
Y'all great.
So, with.
Yeah, Emily King. That was
I just see she's in my head now. I hear soundtrack music. I hear a whole bunch of movies.
I see a whole bunch of movies. I see Breakfast Club and things like that.
Yeah.
That's what I see. Or she could be. You remember when Saved by the Bell when Zach and Kelly was having that last dance before she left him
For that one dude.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Oh yeah, Kelly left the Zach shit. Yeah. And he had the nerve to marry her.
Where are they now? Oh, do you know that they have a show? What's her name? Boy Meets World.
Oh, Topanga.
Topanga. They have Girl Meets World.
Oh,
with
really?
Topanga and
whatever that dude.
The dude named Fred Savage.
Oh, Savage.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah,
that's right.
They're married and they have a daughter.
So that's
cute.
On Netflix, right?
No, it's on Disney or something.
Oh,
like that.
Okay.
Something crazy. It probably got the little.
I seen Lauren Voorhees. She looked crazy. She done did like.
Yo, she done got mad pale.
She more light than you are.
No, she didn't get pale. She got made up.
Do she got like vitiligo or something?
No, I just.
I don't want to be a Negro.
No, I think she just got mental health issues.
Yeah.
And with the whole, you know, the makeup dust or what have you. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah, nah, she is.
Because, let's get into that mental health as far as these celebrities are concerned. I be feeling for them, especially being on that side. Like, we only see the Instagram, Facebook, entertainment, news, all that. But it has to be a lot to be able to maintain, and especially having people in your background to keep you grounded. If you do not have that, the likelihood of you being sane is low.
Yeah, I think your life, your life isn't yours anymore. And if you don't have somebody to remind you of where you, where this all started for you, it's very easy to get lost. You know, I think the biggest example of that is probably Michael Jackson.
You gotta be strong willed. You gotta have your core has to be deep rooted. Like, it has to be.
I think he got so big that, you know, the stuff that grounded him was gone, and then, you know, bam,
he didn't have nothing to ground him for real.
None, you know,
he didn't have that love, that core love from your parents. He did not have.
He didn't have that. They just wanted to put him out there and make him a star.
His father. Mother just didn't have the backbone. Right.
She was like, I made all these 9 babies and I'm done. You know what I'm saying? And I think because of that, you know, he had a lot of people and a lot of outside influences.
Mm-hmm. Right. A lot of these cats don't got fall guys neither.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's
true.
He that fall guy.
That's true.
All right. Well, look, guys, it is time to wrap this show up, man. We definitely thank all of you that reached out, asking, you know, what's going on and where we are. Holidays are over. It's back to the grind. We definitely appreciate you for listening, sticking and staying. And we promise we'll do our best not to make you wait so long. But like I said, it is time to get out of here. If you need to send your feedback, once again, you can send it to indeepshow@yahoo.com. Drew Baby, you can also send it to
ids.theun@gmail.com. That is ids@theun@gmail.com.
There we go. That's still popping. And if you want to send your voicemail, which we do appreciate, we'd like to hear your voice, your inflections, your tones.
And vote me the winner, as usual.
Wow.
The real winner. Because we ain't seen the votes.
You can send your voicemail to 202-750-1437. That's 202-750-1-I-D-S. Yes. Well, personally, I'd like to definitely thank all of you for giving up part of your day to be here for the people. I'm sure they appreciate it. I'm sure they'll let you know just how much.
Hey, B, did I tell you I love you?
I didn't. I love you too.
I love you.
Oh my gosh.
I'm mad that my little pumpkin pie not here.
Yeah, she's
mad
too.
I don't know if I
can
keep saying little. But
yeah, I know. She about your height.
Damn.
She taller than me.
Yeah, damn.
And, and also, if I see one more video of the grill lit and no plate,
you know, you don't need an open invitation, nigga. I mean, it's an open invitation. You don't need nothing.
Just understand. Bring your ass. Eggs and toilet paper is plentiful.
Yeah. I don't know how you feel about you using the bathroom, but,
I'm talking about throwing them at the house. Just letting you know.
I got a dog now. I got a little pet.
Okay.
I'll play with him.
I will. Toilet paper his ass, I swear, man.
Oh, my gosh.
Golly. J-Dub, long fingers.
Yo, yes. I done finished my yak.
Salute, salute.
My cognac. Salute. My cognac is done.
My cognac
is done, yo.
Got to get out of here. I got to run some errands and go shoot some shit.
Mm. Ain't no more cognac.
Come on, man.
Shit.
It's the never-ending fountain.
Right.
Plenty plus.
Plentiful.
Plus, I got your credit card now, so I can get some more bottles.
Oh, shit. Always. Oh, yeah, that's right. I'm paying notes up on that.
I'm a rub your head like Omar did.
Ooh.
His little light skin. Mm-hmm.
God damn.
What in the hell?
Yeah, look. The thing is, You know, he got the shot. He's like, Omar, I made an Omar reference months ago. Now he watching The Wire, and now he want to be Omar. Now the nigga want to be Omar. You know what I'm saying? He got the, he had the shoddy already. Now all of a sudden, all he needs is a light-skinned boyfriend.
Are you talking about that Omar?
Yeah, that Omar. Yeah. Damn. The Omar Little. Omar Little. Mm-hmm. Yes.
He think he I do farmer podcast.
What do you used to, what do you used to whistle? The farmer in the day?
Yeah. Yeah. I do podcasts and rob drug dealers. That's what I do.
How to do.
Yeah. My man said, hey there now. Bow. Anyway, this is all old shit to y'all, but it's new to me, so.
Oh, you never watched The Wire before?
Ever, never.
Oh, wow. I thought I was the last man on earth to watch.
Did you do all of them?
I was an athlete.
Yeah, did you do all? You on season 2 right now?
I'm sorry. What's
you on season 2 right now?
I'm season 2, episode 8.
Yeah. How you like it, though?
I'm loving it.
Yeah.
I'm loving it. Seeing people that I know.
See, I wish you would have been able to enjoy it.
I wish I
was. Before now.
I wish I wasn't a sucker. And when my boy that was on the show, put me on to Pat Moran to get on. Mm-hmm. I was like,
yeah.
Bless your heart. I wish I would have done it. That would have been great.
I watched it about 5 years ago, so I was late with it too.
Oh, nice.
See, the thing about The Wire is, I watched when it came out. Wire came out when I was like probably like 14, 15.
Oh, okay. Fresh out of hell.
I watched it later on, but you know, maybe 2. Yeah, you know what? I watched it when I was 2. Yeah. But as you watch it later on, you know, you see shit.
You understand more.
I haven't seen The Exorcist yet, so, you know, whatever.
Mm. Me neither. What? Me neither. Me neither. Never seen that.
You might as well do a double feature and see The Exorcist and The Omen back to back.
Right, you should do both of them.
I ain't never seen none of them.
You seen Omen? You haven't seen that either?
No.
Run, Tammy.
I just saw The Conjuring.
And if you just want a little trailer talk, take put Emily Rose. That was a good one.
The Exorcism of Emily Rose.
Yeah, that was a good
seen
one.
None of that. The Blair Witch ruined my teenage life.
I have not seen the Blair Witch.
Blair Witch was
vertigo.
Garbage. It was compared to what I hear from The Exorcist and all that stuff.
Very much.
Blair Witch was garbage, but it ruined my teenage.
The Conjuring one was
teens.
Good.
Conjuring. Anyway. Well, anyway, stay tuned as you just got a preview from IDS Movie Preview 101. Coming.
Y'all know how we roll on here. Everything ain't structured.
Absolutely. Nah, we got to get out of here, man. Really, we do got lives and families.
Not fucking with me.
Not fucking with me. I'll start talking about tennis shoes in a second.
Oh, shit.
I'm your man,
Big B. I just got some new LeBrons, too.
For Drew, baby, J-Dub, and Long Fingers. We out of here.
My yak done.
I love y'all.
Peace.